This is Chef Kelly. I wanted the live sound effects of the dishes going on. Can you go?
Well, I'm always cleaning up. We gotta always over clean. Not much going on, so cleaning is.
I am going to try to adjust my dials here so we can hear everybody. This lady served me the last meal that I'm going to eat a while in a Chicago restaurant a week ago Sunday, and I thought I would call her up just to see how everything is going. I got to tell you, that was the best soul food I've had in a while.
Yay!
What did you serve me? Do you remember?
I believe it was red beans, rice, greens, and it was either the jerk or fried chicken.
Now, the greens were really outstanding.
Yeah.
My partner was in, and we were talking about those greens. So let's jump around here. First, tell me quick how you make your greens, and then we'll talk about the economy. Tell me about the greens first, okay?
Well, the greens are actually vegetarian, so there's no meat.
No. No. Is that right?
Hard to believe.
It was.
But the flavor is there. So Betty Lou's, who the restaurant is named after, was a naturopath doctor, herbalist.
Mm-hmm.
And so she taught me a lot with seasonings and, like, health herbs and things of that sort.
I would say that people don't, for whatever reason, they don't normally associate soul food with health.
Right.
But I thought your... your stuff tasted great, and if it's healthy, but don't tell people that.
Well, people say that, so I'll just tell you what they say. They think that because it's healthy, that it can't be soul food. But since I grew up on soul food and I wanted to make a difference, I believe that my life mission is to save people one plate at a time.
Wow, this is let me make sure everybody has the name. It's Chef Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, Davison, D-A-V-I-S-O-N, and she is speaking to me from Betty Lou's in Chicago, and that's spelled with an I-E. It's BETTIELOUS.com. Don't worry about writing that down. If you're driving, you don't want to do that. I'll let everybody know what it's about here. You can send me whatever you like, and I'll make sure that you can find Betty Lou's. So you said growing up. Where did you grow up, Kelly?
In Chicago, on the South Side.
Did you? Where did you learn to cook?
Actually, I've cooked. Well, cooking kind of was a passion. I've kind of learned. My mom and dad taught me how to cook, but through my world travels, I was blessed to cook with chefs. Just kind of learn how to cook, do what you call a stage, and you just get to cook with chefs all over.
It's called a what?
Travels.
What is it called when you're...
A stage. It's like you just go and work under chefs. It's not a job. It's free. It's free labor, but you learn from the chef.
I am. It's my ears. Spell that word. It's not Julian Assange.
No, it's no. S-T-A-G-E.
S-T-A-G-E.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Chef, I told you quickly when I was in there that I used to cook. I was fired by a chef once, and that wasn't a job either.
That was some hard labor.
It was. So listen, I want to say something quick here. Some folks that are listening to us are not listening in Chicago, and depending on where you are, we're at different stages in the virus, and people are allowed to do, different things.
But in
general, and unfortunately, as of yesterday, we found out the state of Louisiana is now packed with hospital people because people partied during Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras, oh, shucks.
And we got to tell people that that's not such a good idea. That's how the virus is spreading, which brings us to why we're not hanging out in a restaurant, although
right.
We would like to do that.
We would like to do that, yeah.
So specifically, are you now able to cook? Are people picking up? What's the deal there?
Yes, we can do pickup and deliveries here.
Pickup and delivery.
Mm-hmm.
You deliver, do you?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
And we've got it's like a barricade. They can actually walk inside the restaurant. They just can't walk up to the bar or actually walk up to me.
Mm-hmm.
There's tables right there, so they can just kind of walk up to the table and pick up. individually.
In that neighborhood, there's always a barricade.
But this one is like inside when you walk in, so it's kind of weird to our guests that are familiar with the place.
Yeah. Specifically, Betty Lou's is at 5633 North Ashland,
yes,
which is in Andersonville if you're in Chicago. So yeah, I thought it'd be interesting just to sort of let people know what you're dealing with.
Oh, it's really crazy. I actually, because we usually order lots of potatoes and onions because we sell like fresh cut fries and mashed potatoes, things like that, I've been giving some away free.
No, have you?
Yeah, because we're not going to be able to sell it all.
Oh, my goodness.
Before we let it go bad, I know that people can make lots of things like scalloped potatoes, french fries, mashed potatoes, potato soup, and the onions will give them some flavor. And I've got like a few hundred pounds of that.
What's the story on your supply line? Are you?
That's it. Well, see, I had ordered some stuff. We pre-ordered already before all of this stuff happened. So it's not like you can send anything back or return it.
What about getting new ingredients? If you need to,
we can go to the store. But I noticed the other day I went into the grocery store and people weren't practicing social distance, so it was like really I was nervous because I cook for people.
Yeah.
So I take it very serious. Staying away.
So under normal circumstances, you shop at a regular store.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. We have restaurant stores where they're really big.
Yeah.
But
I think one of those is the only place in Chicago you can get chitterlings. What is the name of that store? The restaurant shop there.
The Restaurant Depot?
Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, we don't want to go inside baseball here. so you had, I just spoke to Ed, who served us when I was there on Sunday.
Yeah, we got him working for delivery.
So. Okay. So yeah. The impact on your employees has been what? You've lost
the servers can't really serve. So since they can't serve, we're using them for delivery.
All right. But you've repurposed them.
Yeah.
So they're not out of a job.
Right.
All right. Now that's good.
But it's not as many. It's bad because they're not really making normal, but they're making something.
Yeah.
And I figure if I could just eat up that loss, maybe it'll be more helpful for them.
I wish, Chef, I wish more employers would be thinking that way.
Yeah.
We just got to do our, we have a couple of folks that work on the show here. And we just got to, we got to do our best.
And sometimes you got to make those hard decisions.
Yeah.
I know that because I cook, that like people are gonna order some food.
Mm-hmm.
People have to eat, so I'm for sure that something will happen for me personally. But as a business, I really don't know what to expect.
Well, I think that's listen, none of us know what to do here. I talked to my sister, and she lives in Texas, and they're not even really, I don't know what the word is. They're not nearly where we are.
Oh, really?
Social distancing, what you talked about, is that's a word, we're all talking about and practicing here in Chicago, but...
They're not practicing that everywhere.
Yeah, because it's like anything else. It's just catching up with folks, and we want to make sure that they're, we don't want to alarm people, but we want them to know, what may be coming and what you may be dealing with.
They might need to be alarmed because nobody thinks that it's, because they can't see it or taste it, they don't really believe it. Because, I've actually asked a few people questions, and they were like, I'm not sick, so
yeah,
I can go outside and I can party. And I was like, no, that's not what it means. You're protecting others because you could be a carrier or something.
Yeah, and that's, thank you, because I don't really understand. There are people that I see that seem to be fairly intelligent, and I don't know. So...
They're intelligent until they say things like that. Well,
yeah.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
That's highly selfish.
No, I know. That's, I'm fine was the last thing they said before they carried him off. Right? I felt fine, so how are you feeling? How are you doing? How's your health?
Well, I feel great because I'm pretty healthy. I practice healthy habits just regular.
Yeah.
in my formal life.
And quickly, we were talking about chefing around the world. Where have you been around the world that you studied cooking?
Oh, wow. Europe, Paris, Italy, Prague.
Prague?
Yeah.
The lady that is nice enough to come in here and clean up our studios is from Prague.
From Prague.
You've been everywhere.
I've been lots of places. Antigua, Jamaica, Fiji.
Fiji, wow.
Let me see. Let's think.
I love that water.
Yes.
I haven't gotten to the actual place. and what, Chef, your heart must be breaking for people in Italy and France.
Mm-hmm.
I was there with Smiley a couple of years ago, and Italy, I tell people, it's really impossible to get a bad meal there.
Man, you know, it's so fresh and just ready to go. Oh, my God.
And I think that's what I picked up on you. You and I talked about 5 minutes before, and it isn't like we knew each other. But I had a sense that, you put your soul literally into your cooking.
Yeah.
And there's some of us that think that if you're angry when you serve a meal, then that energy goes into the meal.
The food. So you must keep one must keep themselves happy,
right?
In hopes to blessing others.
Yeah. And anyway, I picked up on that. And what you said about what people are going to be doing in cooking for their families now more and more, and what they can. You said potatoes. You rattle off a bunch of stuff.
I've been giving some away free though.
Yeah.
I got a box of I've got 40 pounds of potatoes and 40 pounds of onions on one of the tables, so that people can come and grab it at the door. They can just walk in and don't have to say anything, and they can take it until it's done. And then you can make meals out of that, so you won't starve if money is low and things like that, because I totally understand.
I wish I could photocopy you. So listen, let's... do you have an email address I can spit out on the air here?
Email, yeah, if everybody wants to email me.
All right, say it.
Well, they can do Betty Lou's, too. We've got Betty Lou's...
I gave them...
.com.
I'll put the website up here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so they could contact you through... Because I'm wondering, would you accept an inquiry from someone who says, Chef, suddenly I'm cooking for my family, I got to make a meal out of XYZ. You'd give them an idea, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, all right, let's try to do that.
Yeah.
So I understand that I left my hat there.
Yes, and we have it behind the bar for you.
You know, when I discovered that, I did FaceTime earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do FaceTime, you don't want to be bald.
So you just thought about your hat today.
So let's make a deal. I'm going to come back and get that hat. And I called you to organize a party. How about a year from now?
Mm-hmm.
I bring everybody down there, and we'll shake hands again.
Absolutely. When we can shake instead of elbow dapping.
That's right. And between now and then, we'll make sure that I eat and you cook, and we will live.
Yes, and we will live. And everybody try and be safe.
Yeah.
Practice healthy habits. Wash your hands. Don't touch your nose. Don't touch your mouth. Don't touch your face. And if you must, give people elbow daps. But air hugs and kisses are better.
You're listening to somebody that knows what she's talking about.
And if they practice the way a chef do, we have to wash behind every single thing. So, every time you switch a meal, one must wash their hands. So if people practiced what we did all the time, this virus will completely dissipate.
Yeah, I think it's important to emphasize that people who cook are sanitary in all ways, in all situations.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what people are being asked to do, you do anyway, right? Kind of.
Right.
You sure
normal.
Do. And you're all right.
Yes.
So, Chef Kelly Davison.
I even went and got checked out. The doctor said that I was completely fine.
Is that right?
Yeah. I couldn't even get one of those COVID tests though, because I wasn't exposed or I haven't had any. You got to have some kind of issue, they say.
Yeah. Well,
so
that's another show.
But I was concerned because I wanted to make sure that I was fine.
That's good. But see, you went to your doctor and got it checked out.
Yeah.
Good. Wow. What a blessing to meet you in the middle of this awful time.
Wow.
Chef,
I thought it was great meeting you myself. You guys are very interesting to talk with.
Chef Kelly Davison from Betty Lou's, which is BETTIELOUS, and it's BettyLou's.com in Chicago. Hang on to that hat, all right?
I got it. We got to keep it. I had him put it in a bag, and I put something about the lefty guy on it.
Wow. Be well, okay?
Be well, yes. Thanks for calling.
Take care.
Be safe and have a good day.
You as well. Bye-bye.